Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Chucky, and I'm your friend to the end. Heidi fucking ho.
Okay, well, I mean, hi, thank y'all for doing this with us. So I guess we'll just dive right in. So this is actually one more for Brad, but I'm curious. So how, on average, how long do you actually spend shooting and doing voice work for Chucky on a season-to-season basis?
What do you mean? How long does it take?
Yeah, so like, I mean, like, this year you obviously have more on-camera scenes, like with you in the flesh. So was there more time spent filming for you than just doing the voiceovers?
It actually takes, the voice work takes way more time than you would think.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I can do an episode sometimes in one session, but there's also PR that I do. And sometimes it's a lot. So, 1 year Chucky was in like a lot of the post show stuff. And that was just like hours and hours and hours of stuff that I did. And I tried to do that at once because I want to keep my voice good for when ADR comes along. And the second thing is ADR takes a long time. A lot of times it takes two sessions at least to do one show. So
do you do the voice recording after productions are, after the footage is already
filmed? No. The voice is recorded. That is then handed to the puppeteers.
Got it.
The puppeteers, actually, the puppeteers now have done it so that when my voice goes on, the lips automatically follow the voice, do the voice. So they, it's been programmed. So yeah.
Okay. I'm wondering if the two of you could tell us what it feels like to hear multiple people perform your voice, Brad. So obviously, Fiona, you've gotten to do your father's voice, but then also in the finale, we got to hear Zachary Arthur take a stab at it. What is that experience like?
It feels great. I mean, in the first one, I had to loop Fiona's dialogue as Chucky. I mean, as Charles Lee Ray. Not as Fiona doing being Charles Lee Ray in Fiona's body. So, well, yeah, I guess, I mean, it's just hard to, you know.
It's hard to explain.
As possessed Nika, I did not do that. I did Charles Lee Ray. I did for that season. I did her as Charles Lee Ray, which I regretted, frankly, because a lot of her stuff was like really good. And I really felt bad replacing, you know, her beautiful work with my garbage.
but y'all replaced, y'all switched it out for this season, right? Though, because Fiona, you're not dubbed over in the finale.
Yeah, no. I haven't seen it yet. So that's nice news.
Oh, no, yeah. In the version we saw, you are not dubbed.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, no, I think they understood that, you know, that doesn't work really.
Yeah,
dubbing is not. I mean, every once in a while you might luck into doing something as well as or better even than the original dialogue. But that's extremely rare. And I know what I'm talking about because I've done a lot of it.
And Fiona, did you I imagine since you grew up with your father, you had an idea of how to do his voice. But did y'all sit down and do sessions with each other to mimic him? Or did you just watch the movies a bunch? I'm so curious about that.
Yeah.
He doesn't sound like me.
Thanks, Dad. No.
Well, you don't. I mean, you sound, it's your, the thing is when somebody is, you sound differently at different times in your life. You know, Fiona's Charles Lee Ray is Fiona's Charles Lee Ray. And it sounds like Fiona's, it works because it's very easy to see. And enough of it is the same, but it's still different.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not an imitation. Let's put it that way. And if it was an imitation, it wouldn't be as good.
Yeah, I mean, it's a question that I get a lot about it is, did we work together to how odd it is to play somebody who, has been playing this character for 35 years. The deal is there's very little footage on actual Charles Lee Ray.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's only 3 scenes. Yeah. So it ended up being, there was a conversation we had. It was like, what makes Charles Lee Ray tick? And the answer is, he kind of loves his job. He's scared of oblivion. And that didn't really register for me. So I took versions of it. And then it became, it kind of became my own thing. I mean, I didn't think it was going to work. When we first did the camera test, I was like, is this ridiculous? But
it is, but that's kind of par for the show, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, the response I got for people afterwards is they thought it was my dad made digitally to look younger.
Oh.
The majority of people told me. And then I had played a character on a television show called Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency that was sort of this masculine kind of feral creature. I've played a few characters that are kind of men and women at the last minute. I don't know what that says about me, but I had a trouble separating them, even though I think of those two characters very differently. But Don Mancini would come on set and he'd be like, "Don't, you're playing Bart. Stop making it New Jersey." And I was like, "He's from New Jersey."
Yeah.
No. There was a lot of that. And then, sorry if I'm rambling on here, but it was very cool finally to be in a scene, share the screen with my dad.
Yeah.
We've never done it before. And I had his face on my face when we did it. It's fucking weird, excuse my language, which is wildly weird.
Okay, well, why don't we talk about what it was like to film that theater scene in the finale? Because obviously we get the callback to all these different Chuckies. We're getting footage from all the different films. But yeah, I mean, the two of you actually get to act as the same character, but different iterations for the first time on screen. So what was that experience like?
When Fiona first started acting professionally, we did a lot of auditions together. I mean, if it was her audition, I read with her. If it was my audition, she read with me. And we did this a lot. And so after the nerves were over and we were really doing it, it just felt like I was back in my living room. And it felt really great. It felt like I know how to do this. Yeah.
And the scene is so celebratory with all of the different Chuckies and the footage, and it's just so fun. And in it, there's some type of angst, I think, with Chucky always, but ultimately he's having the time of his life. He has all the power. He does everything he wants. It's really great. It's a fun person to be able to embody, at least how I think of it. And so the thing felt a little bit like a celebration for me. I remember I pulled Don aside afterwards and had this kind of cheesy moment where I was like, "Thank you so much for giving this to the Dura family. It's just really fun and we get paid for it." And also me, as an adult, people often don't get to spend, you know, 4 weeks with their parent on this like working vacation in Toronto. I just felt insanely lucky.
I like that you call it a working vacation, because is that what it feels like, honestly, when you'll come back to do this show or any movies?
It's a working vacation because, well, first of all, I'm kind of retired. And it's a working vacation because I did all my stuff in my den and didn't feel part of it. So I went and visited. I got to be a part of it. And that's like a vacation to me. That was just fun. I had a blast.
Well, so you say you're partially retired. So how long? Because Chucky's obviously the part that's not retired for you. So yeah. Do you have have you already set like a day for yourself where you're like, okay, when I hit this age, that's when I'm calling it in?
No, I just, you know, stop wanting to do it, you know, except for, I mean, and this is family. So how can I say no, you know? And it's fun. It's just really good fun.
It's wildly fun to shoot. First of all, everybody likes each other and that doesn't always happen. And you get to go on this adventure. And the deal is you have to take it seriously, especially if you're like a final girl, right? You have to really kind of drum up. You have to try to really be scared. But then you get to watch this footage of this puppet, you know, and Chucky's either really angry or looks constipated. But there's these, and you know, he gets like 15 takes. So there's just like hours of the day that's just everybody's huddled around these monitors, just dying of laughter. I mean, it's like, it's a really fun thing to make. It feels like winning some kind of nepotism lottery. Like, I get paid to do this thing that's like, it's fun from the fucking beginning to the end. And then I get paid for it. I said that. And then all these people really dig it.
Yeah.
I meet all these fans that, like, you know, Chucky reminds them of their dad or their their, like,
no,
you know, aunt and whatever. They have tattoos of it. And, you know, it's cool. It's so cool.
Have you met someone that has your face tattooed on their body yet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And
my
signature. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. The whole thing.
Okay, well, speaking of the fans, because we're a queer horror podcast, so I guess one of the things we'd love to know is, why do you feel like the show connects so strongly with queer audiences? And, you know, I think the films are sort of their own beast, but the show has tried to do something a little bit different. But we'd love for both of you to hypothesize, why do you think that it's such a beloved queer title?
Durif?
Do you mean before the TV series?
No, I think since the TV show has started.
Well, obviously, the two lead guys are gay. And so it's very much about, you know, this time in this kid's life when he's really discovering himself. And he deals with that, you know, and we see that. And I think it's important to see it as an event in someone's life when at the same time, you know, it's a horror film that's camp and, you know, a horror series that's really camp and a lot of fucking fun. So, you know, this is it makes this moment sort of, and this time in someone's life, you know, and this particular experience, kind of a natural thing that takes place no matter what, in whatever world. It could take place in a sci-fi world. It could take place in a horror world. It could take place in you know, in any kind of you know, in a rom-com world and anywhere. And you know, I mean, you know, even if you're not gay, you're really gonna like it. I don't know how, you know, maybe gay people have good taste.
That is true.
Also, I mean, I just want to give Don credit where it's due. I mean, he was one of the first, or I believe the second out, you know, horror creator. So this, the LGBTQ has been a thread throughout, right? I mean,
that's also good. Yeah.
Seed of Chucky was before its time. And also I would say, I think, what I love about this aspect of the TV series is how Jake and Devin, the two kids' relationship, is held. Like, it's just a tender romantic first love. That's it. Mm. You know, and the fact that they're like, I just don't feel like homosexual relationships between men are ever depicted like that. Like the weird relationship of Brokeback Mountain. I was like, do men really like kiss that aggressively only? Like,
well, when they're ashamed of themselves, they are.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And these were just like, it was just a sweet, tender first love. You know, it's great. So anyway, Don deserves all the credit.
All right. So we've gotten the note that we got to end. So I have one question. It'll be a short, quick, and easy one. So Don has actually referenced, you know, dropping hints about a return to going back to doing films for the Chucky franchise. For both of you, do you have a preference? Like, would you like to do more seasons of a television show, or would you like to go back into movies?
You know, you haven't been given the pitch for the next season.
That's true.
So, no, the answer to that is a resounding no. At this point, I would really like to see, I would like to see this next season made, because I think it's even better than this one.
Okay.
Yeah, the pitch for season 4 is so good. I was howling.
You can't tease us like that in case, I don't think it's going to get canceled, but
we know it and you don't.
It's just so good. We're just praying it gets to be made.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thank y'all so much for chatting with us. We've got to head out, but this was a delight. We really appreciate it. And again, we've loved this season so far.
Yeah, I'm thanks, glad. Guys. We love Bloody Disgusting.
Yay!